It's Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Besides the music and events here at the Great Lakes Folk Festival, there's also a marketplace, but the things that are for sale there have special significance. One of the vendors is the Niaka AIDS Orphans Project with paper bead necklaces and traditional baskets from Uganda. They were made by grandmothers in Niaka who use the income from them to support their families. Jackson Kaguri is the founder of the Niaka AIDS Orphans Project. He was a CNN hero last year, was featured in Time magazine in 2010, and is the author of the book The Price of Stones, about building a school for AIDS orphans in his village in Uganda. Jackson Kaguri, welcome to Current State.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for having me.
First of all, tell us what you did before you became the founder of this school in Uganda.
I worked as a human rights advocate in Uganda. I went to school in Uganda and came to this country to attend Columbia University in New York. But while I was here, my brother back home died of HIV/AIDS and left children who became my responsibility. And that was a turning point for me, Mark. Here were my children, my nieces and nephews who needed to go to school but could not go to school because there was no free school in Uganda.
And tell us about how the school took shape.
So we went in and asked the community what we could do with the community. And the community allowed in. They came in and provided stones and bricks and labor and provided land. We bought a piece of land, added on free land, and there we had a small school. We didn't know it was going to be big, but it was a dream come true for us to see it come around.
Tell us about the incidence of HIV/AIDS in Uganda. How big a problem is it?
HIV/AIDS in Uganda has killed nearly every person from Uganda, 36 million people. Nearly each one of them has lost somebody to HIV/AIDS. It has left 2.2 million children orphaned, left behind with no mom and dad. It has affected labor, economics, security. Every fiber of the community is affected.
And tell us about your own upbringing in Uganda. I happened to see your TEDx speech on YouTube that you did up in Traverse City. It was extremely compelling. I recommend that to anybody to get a better handle on the work that you're doing. But tell us about your upbringing.
So I was born in a family of five children. My parents were poor. They didn't have any job. We grew our own food. We walked 7.5 miles to go to school. And my upbringing was very good. I loved my parents. I loved the food we ate. I loved to walk. But here was the circumstances that you saw in that TEDx. My dad would buy one pencil for all five children and would share one pencil. A fifth of a pencil is what took me to school. We all knew the only way to break the cycle of poverty and deprivation was to get that education. And we all worked hard to get education.
How many children do you serve now?
650 children in two schools. We support some in high school. And now we have broken ground to build a vocational school and high school in the area so kids can learn skills to live on by. They can learn tailoring, they can do benches and desks. They can learn to be like Mark and speak on the radio. We are providing that. WKAR, this is a great opportunity for them to know that there is an opportunity even to work in radio.
And when, remind us again, when did the schools open?
We opened our schools in 2001 with 56 students. Since then, we have increased the number every year. We have built another school. But we have also looked at the whole community as a whole, demolishing obstacles one by one that affect these children. So instead of just build a school and go and teach ABCs in the class, we provide a clean water system. We have a health care center. We provide library services. And we work with grandmothers who live with these children. That way, bridging a gap between the babies and the older generation that is still living. And the booth we have here at this folk festival is a booth full of bracelets, baskets, and beads made by grandmothers with microfinance loans we give them. Mark, we work with 7,000 grandmothers who are caring for 43,000 children in two villages.
What has it been like over the past 12 years for you to watch these two schools take shape? You must be very proud.
I am so proud of what we have accomplished. I'm so proud of those children and their grandmothers. To take CNN, the news channel from the United States, to my village and film these children and walk down the halls with the grandmothers, it was so overwhelming for me. My heroes are those children and those grandmothers.
When you first came to the United States, what was your career plan? Was it profoundly different from what's happened?
Yes, sir. I wanted to study international human rights law. I wanted to work with the United Nations and become a diplomat all my life. I didn't know what was going to take shape in the future for me.
But the tragedy that you experienced in your family changed the direction of your life.
Exactly, and you've used the words President Jimmy Carter used to write on the back of my book, turning tragedy into hope for others. The tragedy came to our family. We could have sat down and cry and talk about it, but we decided we are going to do something, and this was a way to give back, to give others, to give children a hope, to give grandmothers economic prosperity, but also employ so many other people who would never find a job anywhere else.
We are talking with Jackson Kaguri on Current State. He is the founder of the Nyaka AIDS Orphans Project. Tell us a little bit more about Uganda. Apart from its challenges with HIV/AIDS, what kind of country is it in 2013?
Uganda is a beautiful country which recovered from so many upheavals with the dictator Idi Amin. Many people ask me about Uganda, they ask me about Idi Amin. But Idi Amin was a 1970 history. Uganda is beautiful. It has the largest attraction of tourists who come in to climb the mountains, to see the mountain gorillas. It's green all year round, so you won't be able to ski in Uganda. You will ski in Michigan, but not in Uganda. It has a population of 36 million people, and it is the size of the state of Oregon. So you can see it is overpopulated, but the people are beautiful. Their hearts are beautiful. They are giving people. And when you go to Uganda, you never go somewhere else.
We have been delighted to have with us Jackson Kaguri, the founder of the Nyaka AIDS Orphans Project, a CNN hero last year. Please visit the marketplace, the market here at the East Lansing Folk Festival, a little bit to the east of us here in the main parking lot in downtown East Lansing, and you will be able to see some of the handiwork of the women of Uganda, all going towards Jackson School. Jackson, pleasure to meet you.
Thank you for having me.
Continued success.
Thank you, sir.